After a few mild years, this winter of 2025-2026 has reminded the Northwoods who's boss, Mother Nature. Across northern Wisconsin, we've already seen stretches of 30 below temps that make your eyelashes freeze and your car chug to a start in the morning. It's the kind of cold that flips your perspective fast. After a few days of that, 0 degrees starts to feel almost comfortable. That kind of cold weather memory brings us straight to Couderay, Wisconsin. Tucked into Sawyer County, Couderay is best known for quiet woods and lakes, but in Wisconsin's weather history, it carries a much bigger title. According to the Wisconsin State Climatology Office, Couderay's 7-mile west station holds the coldest official temperature ever recorded in the Badger State. On both February 2nd and 4th, in 1996, the thermometer dropped to negative 55 degrees Fahrenheit. That wasn't wind chill, that was the actual air temperature. At the airing of this segment, it will mark the 30th anniversary of the official coldest day in Wisconsin history. 3 decades later, that record still stands. What makes that number even more striking is how close it hits to home. From the studios of WXBR here in Rhinelander, Couderay sits about 115 miles to the west-northwest, roughly a 2-hour drive in Northwoods terms. Not some distant Arctic outpost, just another stretch of forest, lakes, and backroads that happen to produce Wisconsin's coldest day. By comparison, Rhinelander's own coldest officially recorded temperature came on January 21, 1922, when the city bottomed out at 46 below zero. That's extreme cold by any standard, and it still stands as one of the coldest readings ever recorded here, but it's 9 degrees warmer than Couderay's state record, which helps underscore how rare that 1996 event really was. And it wasn't a one-time fluke. Couderay shows up again and again in the climate records. On March 1, 1962, temperatures there plunged to 48 below zero, setting Wisconsin's all-time low for the month of March. In the North Woods, winter has a habit of sticking around. Cold like that doesn't politely wait for January. Even more surprising are Couderay's warm season records. On June 10, 2006, the temperature dropped to 20 degrees, the coldest June reading ever recorded in Wisconsin. Then on August 21, 2004, Couderay did it again, hitting 20 degrees and setting the statewide record low for August. While most of Wisconsin was thinking about mosquitoes, campfires, and late summer nights, Couderay was delivering temperatures that belonged in midwinter. So why does this happen in Couderay? The answer lies in classic Northwoods conditions. Deep snow cover, clear night skies, calm winds, and Arctic air masses sliding south out of Canada create the perfect setup for heat to radiate straight back into space. When all of those ingredients line up, temperatures don't just fall, they drop off a cliff. Put into a national context, Couderay's numbers are even more impressive. That 55 below reading puts it in the same cold weather league as northern Minnesota's most famous cold spots, and colder than the record lows for most states. Only a handful of places, mainly in the Dakotas and Montana, have ever dipped lower. Montana holds the record for lowest temp in the lower 48 at negative 70, which occurred in Rogers Pass January 29, 1954. Alaska plays in a category all its own and set an all-time low temp at negative 80 in Prospect Creek Camp on January 23, 1971. What makes Couderay special is that it hit these low temps without any mountains or tundra, right in the everyday woods and lakes of northern Wisconsin. It's proof that the North Woods isn't just cold by reputation, it's cold by record. But wait, it gets better, or worse, depending. It should also be mentioned that an unofficial temperature of minus 60 was recorded at the Barron County Sheriff's Office in Cameron, Wisconsin, about an hour southwest of Couderay, on January 9, 1977. But that was not measured with official instruments, making it the coldest unofficial reading in Wisconsin history. Brr. After a winter like this one, when 0 degrees starts to feel warm, that history suddenly feels a lot more real. I'm Kerry Bladorn, and you're listening to A Northwoods Moment in History on WXPR. Bundle up and stay warm out there.